Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. I'm Monica Reinagle, and this is the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Welcome. Recently, a listener posted a question about powdered milk on my Facebook page. She was wondering whether it's okay to use dried or powdered milk in place of fresh milk. Well, powdered milk is, of course, less expensive than fresh milk. It's relatively non-perishable, it's lightweight and portable, and for those reasons, many people include powdered milk in their emergency food stores. In terms of nutrients like calcium, protein, and potassium, dried milk is comparable to fresh milk. And like fresh milk, dried milk powder is usually fortified with vitamins A and D. You can add dried milk to breads and other baked goods, soups, sauces, smoothies, or other recipes in order to add extra protein and other nutrients. But if you research this question on the internet, you will quickly come across some sources claiming that powdered milk is extremely bad for you because it contains oxidized cholesterol, allegedly the most dangerous type of cholesterol. Some of these websites also claim that powdered milk is added to all low-fat and fat-free milk in order to give it more body. And they say that there's no way for you to tell whether or not your milk contains added dry milk because the packagers are not required to list powdered milk in the ingredient list. I mean, pretty scary stuff, right? Well, as is typical of the nutrition information that you find online, the claims about powdered milk are a jumble of fact, half-truths, and outright fallacies. So let's take a closer look at the properties and the potential dangers of powdered milk. In order to make dried milk, pasteurized milk is first concentrated through evaporation, and then it's usually sprayed into a heated tank, and that causes the remaining water to very quickly evaporate, leaving behind dried milk solids. Milk can also be freeze-dried, and because of the lower processing temperatures, freeze-dried may actually taste more like fresh milk when it's reconstituted, but this is a much more expensive process, and therefore it's a lot less common. It is true that a packager could add dried milk to fresh milk, and because of the way the FDA labeling regulations define milk, they would not be required to list powdered milk in the ingredient list. However, it is absolutely not true that all skim and low-fat milk has dried milk added to it. In fact, you might have to work pretty hard to find some that does have dried milk added to it. I spoke with representatives for half a dozen different brands of milk, including national brands like Stonyfield Farms and Horizon, as well as my local store brand, both the organic as well as the conventional, and none of them add any dried milk to their fresh milk products. There is a brand that you may have seen called Skim Plus. It's marketed as being creamier than regular skim milk, and they create that creamy texture by adding dried milk powder to the fresh milk. And sure enough, the dried milk is not listed separately in the ingredient list. However, when you add dried milk to fresh milk, it also increases the protein content. So you could always just take a quick look at the nutrition facts label. And if you see milk that contains more than 9 grams of protein per 1 cup serving, they may indeed have added dry milk powder to it. And if it doesn't, you can be pretty sure that they didn't. Now, while you're checking those nutrition facts labels, you may come across Fairlife milk. This is a brand of milk that is 50% higher in protein than normal milk. However, in this case, it's not because they've added dried milk. Instead, Fairlife is made by passing fresh milk through a series of specialized filters that remove some of the lactose and then end up concentrating the protein. Okay, so what's all this about oxidized cholesterol? Oxidized cholesterol is cholesterol that's been sort of roughed up around the edges, and that makes it particularly irritating to your blood vessels. To make a long story short, that irritation is what triggers the formation of plaques, and that is the beginning of heart disease. And what's worse, oxidized cholesterol molecules can in turn oxidize other cholesterol molecules, setting off a sort of chain reaction. And it is also true that in the process of turning fresh milk into a powder, the cholesterol in the milk is likely to get oxidized. But non-fat dried milk is not going to be a significant source of oxidized cholesterol because non-fat milk contains almost no cholesterol to begin with. So I don't think that you need to go out of your way to avoid non-fat dry milk or products that are made with it. Whole milk is somewhat higher in cholesterol, so powdered whole milk would pose more of a concern. But perhaps the biggest concern with oxidized cholesterol is powdered eggs. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Eggs, of course, contain a whole lot of cholesterol. And that means that powdered eggs are going to contain a whole lot of oxidized cholesterol. And for that reason, I think it is a good idea to avoid eating powdered eggs. Now, most of us don't have a box of powdered eggs sitting on the kitchen shelf or even in our emergency food stores. This is an ingredient that you're most likely to encounter in packaged foods, such as pancake or muffin mix, or commercial baked goods like cookies. Check those ingredient lists and avoid products that say that they contain powdered whole eggs. You don't need to worry about protein powders made from eggs, however. These are made from egg whites, which are cholesterol-free. And by the same token, baked goods or other products containing powdered egg whites are not going to be a concern. Whey protein powders, on the other hand, are usually not completely cholesterol-free, and the cholesterol they contain will probably be oxidized. Now, as you probably remember, I'm not a huge fan of protein powders because, as a general rule, I prefer to get my nutrition from foods rather than supplements. However, if you use a protein powder and you're very keen to avoid oxidized cholesterol, you'll be best off with either an egg white-based powder or a vegetarian protein powder from soy, peas, rice, or hemp. Finally, even if you manage to eliminate all sources of oxidized cholesterol from your diet, you're still not completely protected. Remember that cholesterol also gets oxidized in your body. And perhaps the most important thing that you can do to protect yourself is to eat your veggies. I know, that's my answer to everything, but here's why. Fresh fruits and vegetables are rich in antioxidants, and antioxidants are your best defense against oxidized cholesterol. So here's the bottom line on powdered milk. Most people vastly prefer the taste of fresh milk to powdered. But in situations where fresh milk is not available or practical, or in recipes where you wouldn't notice the difference, powdered milk is a perfectly acceptable, nutritious, and cost-effective alternative. And selecting non-fat powdered milk will largely eliminate any concerns over oxidized cholesterol. If you have a question or a nutrition topic to suggest, you can send me an email to nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. I'd love to hear from you. I also wanted to let you know about a new project I've been working on. Brock Armstrong of the Get Fit Guy podcast and I have launched a brand new podcast called The Change Academy, where we talk about the art and science of behavior change and how to create new habits that support your goals. I hope you'll check it out. The Nutrition Diva podcast is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Emily Miller, Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.